My children, do you really believe I'm here tonight? I watched each one of you and how you reacted to my song. Some of you believe it and some of you don't. I am in your midst, whether you believe it or not. I will do a perfect work in my timing. I am trying to get you to come up hither. I'm trying to get you to climb onto my lap and embrace me as I embrace you. I am the Almighty One, and I fail you not. I go from everlasting to everlasting. I am opening up doors, and I am closing doors in this season. Please do not miss your open door. And please don't try to open up a door I've already closed. I have all things lined up in your life. I have every breath already counted for. Just trust me. Listen to my voice and obey my voice. Never, ever, ever turn your back on me. Quit listening to the lies of the enemy and just put your trust in me, the one true and living God. As I spoke this morning, the enemy is defeated. He's dead. He's nothing. All you have is me, and I am your Father. I had you sing about me tonight, how good I was. Did you really embrace those words? Did you really let those words go down into your spirit, man? Did you really let those words set you free? I am honest, I am pure, and I am just. And I am leading my true people into the pastures where the still waters flow. And there I will teach you of my true ways. And I will give you your assignments and send you forth. Do not believe the enemy when he tells you you are a bastard child, for that is not true. You are mine, and I go from everlasting and everlasting, so you do too. Come on, this night, I am here in your midst. I want you to climb up upon my lap right now and just embrace me as a true father. And allow me to do the perfect work within your life. I love you. And I will never, ever, ever leave you nor forsake you. Do you know how many times I weep over you because the enemy comes to try to destroy you? I weep and I watch and I wait to see who you will believe. My sons and my daughters, it's just you and I alone. It's not you and I in the world, but it's you and I. It's your walk with me, walking out the way I have laid it out before you, and never allow the enemy to ever again come and take your feet off of the path I laid out there for you. And Aaron, I would say unto you tonight, my son, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, please do not be discouraged and dismayed. For I, the Lord thy God, I have a perfect life mapped out for you, a life of abundance, a life of perfection. And son, you will know me as you've never known me before. I see you, son, as you sit alone in the dark and as you cry out to me. I see you, son. I hear every word. I see every action. And son, I am telling you that I have my hands upon you and I'm taking you to the still waters. And in those still waters, I will drown you, and you will find perfect peace there. You don't need a rushing mighty river right now. You need the still waters that gives you quiet calmness and peace. Son, do not be dismayed, please. But just trust me, for I am working all things out for your good and for my glory. And son, I tell you this, those around about you will be totally and completely amazed at the final work that I do in you. And son, the work will be completed real soon, and you will go forth and you will minister my word to those who are lost and dying. You will preach complete salvation. And son, your testimony is so perfect and so great, and that is why I will use you to bring the lost and the dying to the foot of the cross. And Adam, you are not a jerk, and you are not lost and undone. but you are being perfected in my ways every day. I see you, Son, how you draw closer and closer and closer to me, and you drown out the things of the world. And I see you, Son, when you sit and you contemplate and say, God, why this and why that? Son, the answers are on their way. You have an answer to every question you've ever asked. And you are in my complete will, and you are doing what I'm asking you to do. And, Son, I am providing and all the provisions that you have need of. So do not allow others to take you off course. Do not allow others to second guess me. But stay in my perfect will, Son. And I know it's hard because those around about you are looking at you in astonishment and saying, what do you think you're doing? You're doing exactly what I told you to do, Son. And see, this is where it comes in, where you rubber meets the road. You know what I've asked you to do, but the ones around about you are telling you that you have to do something else. Son, stay in my perfect will. Stay in my arms of perfection and allow me to work this whole thing out. I will work it out in all of its entirety, and I will not let even one thing go unanswered. Be at peace and know that I am God, and that I am for you and not against you. Many will marvel in the days ahead at what I am truly using you to do. They will marvel at the anointing that flows off of you, and they will see you as I see you, and then they will stand back in amazement and say, why didn't I see that before? So stay the course, keep your hands in mine, and just keep walking in the love that you have, Son. The love emanates from your face and from your being, your very character. Do not allow the enemy to destroy your love walk, Son. Many of you sitting in here tonight, my children, you do not understand my ways or my will. And you balk at what I say, but I say unto you, I will show you the perfected work. I will let you see ahead of time what I am doing. If you would just come to me and quit contemplating in your own mind what you want to see and what you want done. But come to me and ask me, seek my face. Oh, I am using you in a mighty way. I am using you to provide for my children, who I am going to use in this end time hour, and who I am already using in this end time hour. Please rejoice with me and rejoice with all those round about you. And don't worry about what you are doing or what others are doing. You just keep your eyes upon me. And you keep looking at the prize of the high calling, and you keep walking the walk I placed your feet on. And I say unto you, Julia, you are a handmaiden to the Lord. And I say unto you, my beloved one, that I am well pleased with you and your walk with me. But I'm going to take you into a deeper place in me, a place you've never ever gone to before, a place that you've been searching for in me. You're going to find that place because I'm going to take you there. And daughter, you, the words I give you, you need to share them with the world. The world needs to hear what I am saying in this end time. If you look at the words that I give you, they are all about the end is near. And daughter, I am trying to warn my people through my prophets of what is coming. Please, daughter, write them down and see that they get printed for all to see. You will be surprised what I'm going to do with your hands and with your heart and even with your feet. For I'm going to use you as a mighty maiden in this end time hour, and you will bring many to the foot of my cross. You will feed the hungry and the poor and the downtrodden. You will even go into the prison, and you will even preach my word to them, and you will do this with the love of the Father seeping forth from you. And that love is what's going to draw them to the cross. Daughter, I have so many wonderful, exciting things for you to do. Don't worry about who's going to take care of the farm. I am your Father, and I take care of all things. I provide where provision is needed, and I will provide a way for you too, little one. So be still and know that I'm God, and just enjoy one day at a time.